بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تلا قول الله عز وجل في إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام رب إنهن أضلل كثيرا من الناس ومن تبعني فإنه مني الآية وقول عيسى عليه السلام إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم فرفع يديه وقال اللهم أمتي أمتي وبكى فقال الله عز وجل يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد وربك أعلم فسله ما يبكيه فأتاه جبريل فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما قال وهو أعلم فقال الله تعالى يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد فقل إنا سنغذيك في أمتك ولا نسوءك رواه مسلم حضرت عبد الله بن عمر ابن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the verse of the Holy Quran regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he supplicated to Allah Ta'ala and he said, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas, O Allah, these idols have led many of my people astray. O Allah, whoever follows me, then he is from me. And then he read the verse of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Allah, if you punish them, referring to his people, فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ, so those who are not obeying him, not following him, not bringing iman in him, O Allah, if you punish them, then they are your servants. And if you forgive them, then you are most powerful and most wise. In other words, both these Anbiya alayhi musallatu salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have tried their best and they have endeavored to guide the people, but there were many of those who did not follow, and this was of course a matter of concern for them. Isa alayhi salatu salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, both made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Kareem so then raised his hands and he said, O Allah, my ummah, and he began to cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, O Jibreel, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah knows best, Allah knows already. But go and ask him, what makes him cry? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, bima qala, with what he said. And Allah ta'ala knew very best, Allah knew best, Allah knew very well, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried about his ummah. What is going to be their condition on the day of Qiyamah? And this was his burning concern, worry, fikr, day and night, every moment of his life, that his entire ummah may be saved from the fire of Jahannam, and they may gain entry into paradise. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to Jibreel, that I am worried about my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala then mentioned to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, O Jibreel, go back to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him, verily we will please you on the day of Qiyamah regarding your ummah, and we will never displease you. We will never let you down. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will make Rasulullah happy regarding his ummah in allowing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the ability to seek intercession. Allah will give him permission to seek intercession on behalf of his ummah so that they may be ultimately saved from the fire of Jahannam and gain Jannat. So this is in fact indeed a hadith that gives us hopes again. Firstly, Nabi Kareem some worry for you and I. And how much do we owe then to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who cried day and night for us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this entire incident happen so that you and I realize the pain, the worry that Nabi Kareem had for us, and also that inshaAllah would the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will finally gain entry into paradise. May Allah make the entire ummah go into paradise. And of course, I mentioned the adri, may Allah not even take us near Jahannam. May Allah give us direct entry into Jannat. But whoever is going to Jahannam to pay for his sins and to be cleansed and purified, eventually Allah will remove him and Allah will give him Jannah. Allah promises to Rasulullah sallam, إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ وَلَا نَسُوبُ, verily we will make you happy regarding your ummah, and we will not displease you. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَلَسُوفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى, and soon your Rabb will grant you that bounty and many other bounties like Allah Ta'ala has given you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah will give you that intercession on the day of Qiyamah, and you will become happy. وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال كنت ردف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على حمار. معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه, the great Sahabi of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, I was a traveling partner, I was a companion of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on a journey, and we were sitting on a camp on a donkey. فقال يا معاذ هل تدري ما حق الله على عبادي وما حق العباد على الله. رسول الله then addressed me and said, Oh معاذ, do you know what rights Allah has over His servants? And what rights the servants have over Allah? قلت الله ورسوله أعلم. I said, Allah and His Rasul know best. قال فإن حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا. Allah's rights over His servants is that the servants worship only Allah, and they do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وحق العباد على الله أن لا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا. And the right that Allah ta'ala has given us over Him, that Allah will not punish those who do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's right is we worship Allah with tawheed, no shirk. And our right, in other words, Allah has given us this privilege and honor, that person who obeys Allah, who believes in Allah, and who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and does not associate any partners with Him, Allah will not punish him. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا أُبَشِّرُ النَّاسِ. I said, Oh Messenger of Allah, should I not go and inform this and to the people and give them these glad tidings? قَالَ لَا تُبَشِّرْهُمْ فَيَتَّكِلُوا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيمٌ. Nabiya Kareem said, no, don't give them these glad tidings, because then they will become lax and they will just sit down and they will not practice, they will not do amal. Allah Ta'ala wants us to bring iman, and Allah wants us to perform a'mal saliha. If the announcement is made, then listen, whatever happens, whatever actions you do, you're already going to pass. So who is going to do amal salih? Who is going to do salat and give zakat and go for hajj, etc.? Allah Ta'ala wants us, with our iman, to preserve our iman and to do amal salih, because this will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to strive hard and work hard in this world, and inshallah by doing so, our sins are forgiven, and we will gain entry into Jannat, and we get the high ranks of Jannat. But this hadith also gives us some hope again, like we did yesterday, that inshallah, ultimately, this ummah, those who have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers, that ultimately, even if they go to Jahannam, finally, there will be a point where they will be removed from Jahannam, and they will get entry into Jannat. May Allah preserve our iman. May Allah give us tawfiq of doing amal saliha. Allah Ta'ala must accept it. Allah must grant us entry into paradise. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.